A new report's found that over the last 5 years, Australians have spent over $1 billion on rooftop solar, far more than's been spent on large-scale public solar. That means that private solar owners have saved about $1 billion a year and cut carbon emissions equivalent to removing a third of all trucks from the roads. As the last 10 days of the election campaign count down, the group behind the report, Solar Citizens, is now pushing for solar power to take centre stage on the federal political platform. The Wire's Sophie Comber spoke to Solar Citizens' National Director, Claire O'Rourke.
Our position is 100% renewable energy, all energy, by 2050, but 100% renewable electricity, that's domestic electricity generation, by 2030. It's absolutely possible. We commissioned the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology in Sydney to do economic and technical scenarios modelling on looking at those positions. Could we get there technically? Can we do it in a cost-effective way? The results of that research were undoubtedly that it is technically possible. We could go more quickly than 100% renewable electricity by 2030.
Was it surprising to find that private solar far outweighs public solar in Australia?
For us, it wasn't surprising because of the scale. I think the other really interesting finding in the State of Solar report is that there's been more than 19,000 jobs created by this fundamental disruption to the electricity sectors. It's not surprising because people are really rolling up their sleeves and getting into the renewables revolution on their own.
Considering 80% of federal electorates have more voters with solar rooftops than the number of voters actually that's needed to change a sitting member of parliament, do you see any sign that politicians are targeting renewable energy as a major election issue?
We've certainly seen really positive policies that have been released by the Labor Party and also by the Greens and also the Nick Xenophon team, which is significant in South Australia. All of those policies don't quite go the whole way on our position of 100% renewable electricity by 2030. But we've had very positive responses to other things that we'd like to see as well, like, interest in the idea of community powerhouses, which is a little bit like land care for clean energy, so local communities that wanted to invest in community-scale solar or other renewables projects can get the legal support and business support that they need to get those up and running. We're quite surprised that there is a lack of any policy for renewables post-2020 that's been flagged so far by the current government. There is no change to the renewable energy target or any other surrounding policies. There's been a couple of announcements from the federal government on using the Clean Energy Finance Corporation funds to be allocated to smaller piecemeal measures, I would say, and also the government has a position to cut the Australian Renewable Energy Agency to the tune of just over $1 billion. We're very surprised at that position because there is such a large and growing constituency of people who have solar on their rooftops who can be decisive in many electorates, let alone marginal electorates, and we would hope to see more positive policy ahead of the July 2 poll.
Are there any particular policies you'd like to see in place?
We'd like to see a national fair price for solar for consumers who feed their power back into the electricity network. At the moment, it's piecemeal and often in some states there's no minimum charge for that. And also we would really love to see the Clean Energy Finance Corporation and Australian Renewable Energy Agency not only protected so that they can't face the kind of threats to their existence that they have under the current government over the last few years, but so that they could also be expanded and have an increasing role, which is necessary for us to support investment in renewable energy technologies, but also to ensure research and development takes place right here at home.
Claire O'Rourke, she's the National Director of Solar Citizens, speaking with The Wire's Sophie Comber.